It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hey guys, welcome to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia. And this is your DJ, Jaden. Alright, so I have something to tell you guys. So you guys remember the drama I talked about? Tono? Please, please save me, guys. I'm seriously addicted to that drama right now, and I cannot stop watching it. Like, oh my god. And this is like the first time in such a long time I've dedicated myself to a TV show like this. And this is like the problem that not just me, but lots of K-drama lovers go through whenever we fall in love with the dramas we're watching. And the reason why the addiction happens is, well, of course, it's because watching K-dramas with good plots and attractive people is always fun. And at times, sometimes it gets pretty painful to wait for the next episodes, because normally for K-dramas, each week they broadcast 2 episodes of the show. However, despite all this painful waiting, there is definitely some kind of excitement to it. The reason being is that every single episode ends with a hook at the end. So they stop at the very proper moment when something is that the viewers have been waiting for is about to happen, or at the exact moment when it happens. Whether it be something happening or an appearance of someone that viewers has been waiting for in the drama. And that's also what's so fun about watching dramas and being addicted to them. So especially if you have a friend of yours watching the same drama with you, in the meantime of waiting for the next episodes coming out, the drama would come into your conversation as one of the most exciting topics for your conversation. So I guarantee this for you guys. Please, please, please give a try to the show, Tono. It's gaining lots of popularity in Korea, and also it's becoming big in Taiwan too, I heard. So today we'll start the show with, well, beyond that, we already heard Please Don't Be Sad by Highlight at the top. We'll start the show with the main soundtrack of Tono, the drama, which is Circle of Life by this amazing singer named JK Kim Dong-wook.
Oh, 있었는데 많이 웃었었는데 너를 만난 시간이 너무 소중했어 사랑한다는 말을 내가 할 줄은 몰랐어 그래서 네가 고마울 뿐이야 많이 아팠을 거야 많이 울었을 거야 나를 만난 시간이 너무 미안할 뿐이야 미안하다는 말도 아직 난 못해줬는데 이렇게 너를 보내 미안해 나를 돌아보지 마 뒤도 돌아보지 마 울고 있는 나 참아왔던 눈물이 또 겨우 돌아선 너를 잡을 수도 있잖아 한 번 더 돌아보지 마 제발 돌아보지 마 밝은 너의 미소를 지켜주지 못해서 그때 내가 어려서 네 눈물 몰랐었나봐 절대로 나를 용서하지 마 나를 돌아보지 마 뒤도 돌아보지 마
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We heard Circle of Life by J.K. Kim Dong-wook. Do you guys want to take a guess on who sang the second song, like the one that came after that? So the song is called Don't Look Back from the drama called The Heirs, which I mentioned multiple times to you guys before in the show, in the previous episodes. And it was actually sung by the lead actor of Tunnel, Choi Jin-hyuk. So as you guys all know, one of the main aspects of K-pop Cafe, this show, is to introduce some, you know, famous celebrities of Korea to you guys. And for today's episode, I will introduce the lead actor of Tunnel, Choi Jin-hyuk, with two reasons for that. One is that he is the main actor of one of the most trendy TV shows in Korea at the moment. And I think knowing some well-known celebrities leading the trend is pretty good when it comes to getting to know more about the Korean pop culture. And the second reason is that it's because I'm a Hughes fan. So you might actually know him, though, if you've seen The Heirs. He's the one who acted as Kimon, Lee Min-ho's brother in the drama. So that was actually him. So if you've seen that drama, you know who that was. So the actor Choi Jin-hyuk is one of the most popular and famous stars of Korea, with obviously handsome looks and a very manly voice, which a lot of girls fall in love with. And I think he's got the best voice tone amongst Korean actors, and personally, I would be really, really happy if I could talk with that kind of tone too. So ever since his debut back in 2006, he's been in many different TV shows, including some of the famous ones that I just mentioned, and you guys should know them by now, The Heirs, and Gu Family Book, Emergency Couple, and Tunnel, of course, which I keep mentioning these days. So in fact, he's not just an actor, though. He also works as a singer. So if some people think that there are not that many Korean actors who can sing very well, the actor Choi Jin-hyuk would break that for sure. So at first, just have a quick intro about his personal life. So at first, he moved by himself to Seoul. He was born in the other city, and he moved to Seoul by himself with a dream of becoming a singer at the age of 20. And then he spent some time preparing for his album, and eventually he ended up participating in this audition show called Survival Star Audition in 2006. And he actually made it into the list of top 10 after competing with more than about 6,000 contestants. And on that show, there was a part where Choi Jin-hyuk was given a clip of a drama, a drama called Love to Kill, which came out during that time, about 14 years ago, and he acted that out. And it was about 2006, so that was when I was in grade 6 at that time, and I still do remember watching him on that TV show back then. So personally, I have been seeing him ever since he made his first debut. So yeah, and for something that's surprising to most of you guys is that for most of his dramas, he's been participating in the crews to sing the soundtracks. So I will be playing out all of the soundtracks that he sang and explain which drama those songs came from. And the next song to give a try is Best Wishes to You from the drama Gu Family Book, which will be followed by Scent of Flower from Emergency Couple.
I'm 알아본다 잊지 꽃향기가 나요 어디서 나나요 여긴 꽃이 없는데 그대밖에 없는데 기분이 좋아요 마음이 편해져요 계속 나를 그렇게 빤히 쳐다봐줘요 이런 나처럼 그대가 웃는 모습 보고 싶어요 아직 한 번도 웃지 못했지만 날 가르쳐 주세요 배우고 싶어요 사랑하는 방법을 책으로 할 수는 없는 거잖아 날 도와주세요 그 사람 바로 그대니까 사랑을 하려면 나는 그대가 필요해요 연필을 들어요 그대를 그려요 이것밖에 아는 게 할 수 있는 게 없어요 또 있을까요 그대를 위해 내가 할 수 있는 일 알고 싶어요 내게 알려줘요 가르쳐 주세요 배우고 싶어요 사랑하는 방법을 책으로 할 수는 없는 거잖아 날 도와주세요 그 사람 바로 그대 사랑을 하려면 나는 그대가 필요해요
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia. Best wishes to you is from the drama Gu Family Book, and in that drama, he acted as the character named Gu Wolyoung, who is a nine-tailed fox. In fact, it was not his first time acting as a nine-tailed fox. In 2008, in Hometown Legends, there was an episode named Nine-Tailed Fox, and he took that role. So the Gu Wolyoung character from Gu Family Book from 2013 is like the starting point of his popularity, I would say. And I still do remember how many people fell in love with his character back then. And that was personally when I became pretty interested in the actor too and started becoming a fan. So the following song was Scent of Flower from Emergency Couple from 2014. You might have heard of Emergency Couple because many of you who love watching Korean entertainment shows, you should all know the show called Running Man, right? And the female member of the show, Song Ji-yo, was in that drama with Choi Jin-hyuk. So the male lead actor in that was him, and also he sang one of the main soundtracks for that drama too. So you might have heard him, or you might have seen him if you haven't watched The Heirs. But if you have seen Emergency Couple, you probably have seen him. So if you have time, you might as well give a try to Gu Family Book and Emergency Couple because they're really good too. Coming up next, let's listen to Enough to Die from Choi Jin-hyuk's other drama, It's Okay, Daddy's Girl, as well as Inverted Love from Miss Panda and Mr. Hedgehog.
No!
혹시 이 가랑비가 너의 손 적셔줄 수 있다면 내 머리카락 스친 이 산들 바람이 너의 볼에 닿을 수 있다면 속의 침이 귓가를 울려 너의 맘 마구 흔들었으며 더 크게 말할까 그럼 잘 들릴까 미안한 일투성이 나지만 다시 도친 내 삶이 널 아프게 할까 조심스레 널 내 품에 감싸 안아도 바람 한 점 막지 못해 너를 더 춥게 만들어 흐르는 눈물만큼은 따뜻한 거 세상이 널 만나 조금 둥그레져서 지킬 수 있을까 믿을 수 있을까 상처들만 가득한 나잖아 다시 도친 내 삶이 널 아프게 할까 하나도 바람 한 점 막지 못해 너를 더 춥게 만들어 흐르는 눈물만큼은 따뜻한 걸 삶이 널 그게 갈지도 몰라 눈을 꼭 감아 마음 다치지 않게 내가 막을게 겁없이 다
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older. But you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to the Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today! Plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Okay, so before we move on to listening to the next songs, I hope by now you guys got to know more about Choi Jin-hyuk, and he's an amazing actor and a very talented singer. So I think it would be a good idea to give a try to his dramas, which I mentioned, as well as the song we heard, and the drama Tunnel, of course, which I always talk about these days. Coming up next, I have chosen some songs by Day 6, Sing Me and Hunt, so let us give them a shot.
숫자에 불과하지 운명이 날 죽이는 건 불가하지 잠깐 날 잊는 날 그날까지 I'll be everlasting 없어 그 마침 절대 안 늦잡혀 kiss ay. Don't say goodbye baby like miss ay. 내 진심을 바쳐 전해줄게 한 생일을 맞춰
난 항상 여기 이 자리에
집이 어디 갈 생각은 하지만 도망칠 생각도 하지만 Baby girl 우아 우아 날 사랑해 우아 우아 난 사랑해 Sugar sugar baby My girl be my girl my baby Sweet girl sweet girl baby Be my girl be my girl my baby
잘한대 네 앞에서 기만 하면 깨가 돼 널 아까채기 전에 눈빛은 바로 매가 돼 먹잇감 바로 보듯이 널 보며 침 흘려 집으로 보낼 생각은 없어서 일부러 wow, 잠깐 쉬었다가 더 버착해 좀 벗어놓자 이미 벗어놓자 It got me just 비전이 있어 보여 Oh my Jesus Yes Good morning 헝클어진 머리 마저 B-section 예의 그러네
Baby 어디 갈 생각은 하지만 도망칠 생각도 하지만 Baby girl 우아 우아 날 사랑해 우아 우아 난 날 사랑해 Sugar sugar baby Be my girl be my girl my baby Sugar sugar baby Be my girl be my
A large man wearing green pants grabbed a woman by the hair and slammed her face into the glass window of a fire extinguisher case. He pulled her head back and hit her again, continuing to do so until the glass broke. The woman sustained deep cuts all over her face and eventually became unresponsive. The man then released his grip and she fell to the floor. This is a scene from an Emmy Award-winning cartoon. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a joke? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Alrighty, so that's about it for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to Choi Jin-hyuk today. Today is Thursday, so guess what? So only one more day until Friday tomorrow. Yoo-hoo! So if you're tired of working, cheer up. You're almost there. Plan something for tomorrow and this weekend and have some fun. Remember, taking breaks is important, right? So this is the end of today's show. Make sure to stay tuned for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM. There will be tons of awesome shows coming on air. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today. And I hope you guys have yourself a wonderful day. Goodbye.
매일 아침 눈을 뜰 때 제일 먼저 떠오르는 게 내 머릿속엔 오직 너 하나뿐이야. 널 만나 마주 볼 때 두 눈이 마주칠 때 얼굴이 화끈거려도 feel so nice. 하루도 빠짐없이 에이 너 없이 못 살 것 같아 baby. 밤새 기다려 난 아침 날 같으면 너를 보러 갈 생각에 설레어가. 황홀하게 말없이 쳐다볼 때마다 너한테 반해 난 yeah. 그저 바라보기만 해도 기분 좋아 영원하고파 with you. 너랑 같이 있는 이 순간이 매우 좋다라는 내 말엔 oh good. 거린다는 너와 약간 싫은 척하면서 좋아하는 smile too great too lifted. 이러다 Icarus 너 곁에 있을래 나 까맣게 태워도 붙잡을 수밖에 없는 reason is cause I miss you too damn much. 하루도 빠짐없이 난 너 없이 못 살 것 같아 baby. 밤새 기다려 난 아침에 같으면 너를 보러 갈 생각에 설레어가. 황홀하게 말없이 쳐다볼 때마다 너한테 반해 난 yeah. 그저 바라보기만 해도 기분 좋아 영원하고파 with you. 날 믿고 딱 따라와 다 잊고 다 내려놔 나 말고 다 버려봐 다 잊고 다 내려놔 날 믿고 딱 따라와 다 잊고 다 내려놔 나 말고 다 버려봐.
Surprise! Okay, so I'm just back for one more song to wrap up today's episode. I like to walk at the Han River Public Park, and one of the bridges I like is Yanghwadaegyo, so which is one of the songs by Giant T, and this song is loved by the actor Cha Jin-young, which I talked about today's during the episode today. So I'll leave you with Yanghwa Bridge by Giant T today. So take it away.
So지 아버지는 택시 드라이버 어디냐고 여쭤보면 항상 양화대교. 아침이면 머리맡에 노인 별사당에 라면 땅에 새벽마다 퇴근하신 아버지 주머니를 기다리던 어린날의 날 기억하네. 엄마 아빠 두 누나 나는 막둥이 귀염둥이 그날의 날 기억.
기억하네 기억하네 yeah. 행복하자 우리 행복하자 아프지 말고 아프지 말고 행복하자 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 아프지 말고 돈을 다 보내 엄마 빼고 엄마 했었는데 우리 엄마 아빠도 강아지도 이제 나를 바라보네 전화가 오네 내 어머니네 두루루루 아들 잘 지내니 어디냐고 물어보는 말에 나 양화대교 양화대교 엄마 행복하자 아프지 말고 좀 아프지 말고 행복하자 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 아프지 말고 그래 그래 그때는 나 어릴 때는 아무것도 몰랐네 그 다리 위를 건너가는 기본을 어디시냐고 어디냐고 여쭤보면 아버지는 항상 양화대교 양화대교 이제 난 서있네 그 다리 위에